When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon, and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
Oh, I have started recording. I am actively in progress with my recording. Welcome back to Behind the Bastards, a podcast in which we talk about bad people. And often the bad person we talk about happens to be Elon. What's a good fun middle name for Elon? Balthazar? No, we do that for Jordan Peterson. Elon, we're talking about Elon Musk again. We're continuing with losses. Elon, Jordan, Balthazar, Shapiro, Peterson, Musk.
Elon Crowder Musk.
Elon Crowder, boy. That's a horrible AI mashup of a human being.
It's not something I want to think about. Yeah. I want to wipe that out of my brain.
No. I want that to be secondhand news.
No context for that.
I guess we're not doing. Have you guys listened to the I guess it's a DJ group, Fleet Mac Wood? I don't know what you call them. But they do, like, you know, fucking dance.
Wait, this isn't a joke.
Beats,
this is really
like four
true.
Four Fleet Mac Wood. They do like they're like a touring act. They do like shows and shit where it'll be like an hour or 2 hours. And they're like, they're all like beats that are made up of like cut up and mixed up Fleetwood Mac songs. Like it fucking slaps.
I
like, find yourself some Fleet Mac Wood and listen to it.
Wait, I am not exaggerating, joking, hyperbole. I will be listening to that as soon as we're done.
Oh, you're going to like it a lot. It's some of the best stuff. I do it for writing a lot. It's good to work out too.
Oh yeah.
Good to do yard work too. Yeah, good to, you know, make love and fun with all that good stuff. All that good
stuff.
You know, in case you're out macking. Yeah. So anyway, looking out my front door at these Elon Musk shit.
Are we switching to CCR?
Yeah, you know what? This episode, it's all Creedence, baby.
God.
not a Creedence fan, fine. Cody? That's fine. How do you feel about the Eagles?
Same.
How do you feel about what?
The Eagles.
I think CCR is fine. I mean, fine. I've never heard of a more fortunate son than Elon Musk.
Oh, there we go. We're in business now, baby.
Wrong.
Hell yeah.
Solid.
There we go. Perfect. So when we left off, our hero had decided to prevent Twitter from paying its janitors for work that they had already provided after or before being fired. Again, potentially a crime. In essence, it quickly became clear to Killian, who's the person who replaced the last person whose job it was to pay for rent and stuff, that Musk's intended method of operation was to obtain services from vendors without any intention of keeping the agreements or paying for services requested and received. Killian's concern that Musk truly intended to apply this approach to Twitter's rent obligations was confirmed for the last time on December 9th, 2022, when Mendoza specifically informed Killian that Musk had decided Twitter would no longer be paying rent globally.
Globally!
yeah, and again, Mendoza's one of these people from, I think, the Boring Company. It's one of those folks that it's one of the people that he brought in to manage stuff who isn't that guy's girlfriend. Very funny. Living in the office with their infant. Awesome.
With the
stuff.
Baby in charge.
I'm just like, where are they putting him? Is the baby's crib like a desk drawer and they're sleeping on the pullout?
It has to have been, right?
It's awful.
I spent a lot of time in and around like the California medical marijuana industry, which is a pretty sketchy business, but like the working standards at Twitter sound a lot worse.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Yeah.
The other places, at least, so you get Killian free weed.
Yeah. There was free weed for people. Usually when somebody got murdered, you didn't know them very well. You know, a lot of benefits of that over Twitter. Killian was like, I tried to convince Musk via his lieutenant Mendoza that like they were putting the company in tremendous jeopardy and that they wouldn't be able to renegotiate any of their leases if they defaulted on rent, which makes sense. Mendoza, in response, tells him that Musk had decided Twitter would only pay rent over his dead body.
Pay the rent.
Oh, this next part's
pay
perfect.
Pay the rent.
No, Cody. I gotta read this to you guys. Mendoza conveyed that Musk had made that statement during a 4 a.m. conversation that day.
God.
I just have to say, have you ever heard somebody actually use that expression? It's very hack. Like, over my dead body?
No.
That's not a thing people actually say. Not.
Well, he's not a creative man.
No, only when people are being like silly, right? Like if somebody's like joking around,
having a laugh, you know,
you might say that, but no. Yeah, having a laugh. It's like saying I'm putting my foot down, where it's like, what does that even mean? Like that's not how you, anyway, whatever. I've said like I'm putting my foot down over like somebody wants to eat at Wendy's on a road trip and I want Popeyes, you know, but like, anyway, whatever. Elon, silly, fundamentally unserious man. Musk's instructions to simply ignore Twitter's contractual obligations and force Killian to breach contracts and destroy relationships he had spent more than a decade building would have been more than enough to render it impossible for Killian or any reasonable employee to remain employed at Twitter. But that was not the only issue. Musk was also making clear that his reckless disregard included disregard for both the law and for the lives and safety of his colleagues and employees. Here we go. For example, Davis told Killian that Musk wanted to add a bathroom next to his office so Musk didn't have to wake his security team and cross half the floor to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. Killian explained that it would take time to get the necessary permits, but promised to begin that process right away. In response, Davis instructed Killian not to bother with obtaining permits because, to paraphrase, we don't do that. We don't have to follow those rules.
Okay.
Shocked, Killian reminded Davis that if they did not get a permit, no licensed plumber would perform the work for fear of jeopardizing their license. Davis responded by instructing Killian to hire an unlicensed plumber instead. Just go find an illegal plumber for Elon Musk. Crime
just look
bathroom.
Up how to do it on YouTube, man. Who fucking cares?
It's also what an unserious, silly coward of a man who like, I can't go to the bathroom in my own company offices at night without waking up a security team. Like, I won't cross the floor to go take a shit without armed men at my back. Like, I'm sorry, Elon, you're not in that much danger at the fucking Twitter offices.
Oh, wait, it was because he didn't like, wait, I thought it was like,
well, the excuse was that he doesn't want to wake up his security team anyway.
Well, so I guess I'm confused about which stupid thing he's doing. So like, is it he doesn't want to wake them up because like, oh, they're like sleeping on my floor because I'm a maniac and like I need them there.
Yeah, that's
what's
happening.
Or is it like, well, I don't want to go down the hall because if I go down the hall, I have to wake them up so that they follow me because they're my security and I need my
Yeah, he's saying that he doesn't want to have to get them up to follow him across the floor to the bathroom.
You're not.
Just go to the bathroom, man. You're fine. Like, they're tweeps. They're not going to murder
hear,
you.
If you
they
hear
don't have
the
that
sound
in
of
them.
Peeing down the hall, those are technically assassination coordinates, right?
Right. Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can OS in your way to fucking launching a drone at him. Very funny too that he's like, it's dangerous to have a bathroom put in a place without, you know, going through the process to make sure it's safe to put a bathroom mm-hmm. there. Like, there's a bunch of infrastructure a bathroom needs that you can't necessarily put everywhere. And the answer is like, well, hire an illegal plumber for the boss's bathroom.
Fundamental disconnection from reality, or even an understanding of basic construction or how things work.
Well, and just this idea that, like, I don't need to abide by the rules. Well, it's like, in this case, Elon, the rules are there because, like, not every space can
right.
hold
it's
a
not like some like oh random like red tape. Oh no, we got to do this.
The government
it's
only
because one. It can't.
Maybe like the floor underneath that bathroom isn't rated to, or maybe you'd have to like cut, you know, one of those beams that you're not
right.
supposed to cut
like
in order to like fit in
like
the plumbing and stuff.
More important to follow that kind of stuff in like an office building. But
yes,
look, Cody, I know.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who have done their own electrician work in projects, and 0% of them should have done that. But very few of those people would have brought in an unlicensed plumber to put a bathroom in some random part of a house, because it's just a different risk matrix. You know, it's not smart when you're talking about, especially like, it's one thing if it's like a fucking trailer, like that's a single level. Like when you're like, I don't know, 10 floors up or whatever, just the risks compound.
Right.
It's
that's
a bad
what I'm
idea.
Saying. Like, a house, anyway. Like, yes. Obviously, like, it's your house, like, if you gotta do it, it might be a disaster, but, like, it's a multi-level building. What are you doing, man? You're gonna...
Other people's lives are affected by your...
Well,
decision.
Those don't matter, so...
And I do want to note, folks, if you are looking at doing your own electrical work for a home project, go to Amazon.com and look up Cool Zone Media's Home Electrician's Guide. It's 6 pages long. It's everything you need to know about doing electrical work. You'll be as skilled as a licensed journeyman electrician if you read this book. It includes such bangers as you don't need to wear gloves and metal conducts electricity, so wear a tinfoil hat. All great stuff. Keeps you safe.
Thanks,
you know, keeps
good.
You healthy.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the good advice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sophie said I shouldn't start a side business teaching people how to do electricity, but
I just don't think it's a good use of your time.
Yeah, you are pretty busy.
Well,
but
I think it's a great use of my time because
it sounds,
people need to be liberated.
Sounds like it all checks out. So good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd rather spend your time doing something that makes you happy.
Sophie, I love convincing people to electrocute themselves. That's easily like my passion, really.
Ooh.
I mean, safely.
Anyway, back to Elon.
To do things safely.
Safely, yes. Health and safety. So, now thoroughly bewildered, Killian attempted to explain that the use of unlicensed tradespeople was a condition of their lease, and that failure to abide by it would put them in breach of that lease. Davis responded that management did not care about any of this, that they weren't interested in ensuring the work was performed in accordance with the standards required by the lease, by the city of San Francisco, by the state of California, or any other authority. They just wanted it done. It got worse. Musk announced via the transition team that he was going to be installing hotel rooms at Twitter HQ. Killian was initially told that the hotel rooms, soon renamed to sleeping rooms to avoid triggering the suspicions of the city inspectors, were just being installed to give exhausted and overworked employees a place to nap. Though the changes had initially been simple, if unorthodox, removing a conference table and installing a bed, Davis instructed Killian to begin planning for and implementing the addition of features like ensuite bathrooms, in addition to other changes to the physical plant. Concerned about how city inspectors would react to Twitter's plans, Killian emailed the transition team to note that the changes they had made thus far were limited to just furniture and therefore were code compliant, but that Twitter's future planned changes would require permits and more complicated code compliance. In response, Hollander visited him in person, and that's the Steve's girlfriend, and emphatically instructed him to never put anything about the project in writing again. That sounds law-abiding shit.
I'm sorry. Yeah. This all sounds very expensive.
Yeah. Could you not write about any of the thing? Well, it's also like they're saying we want to install a bunch of illegal hotel rooms. Don't put in any. And he like writes back why this is not legal. And they're like, don't put stuff about this in writing.
The law, no.
And then Hollander appeared surprised and distressed that Killian did not inherently understand that this was not a project for which Musk and the transition team wanted a written record. And she was particularly angry that he had sent an email about it, which is, that people just don't understand.
Honestly, this like, whole situation sounds like a real bad Moon Rising. I had to throw one in here if we're still doing it.
That was good. I mean, I guess we are because you just did it.
Or I'm not sorry.
Yeah. Is that
No, it's not. But if there's a one that there's not that there just aren't that many that we all know.
No, I agree.
Didn't
so
he want to save money?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
By
doing all this project.
So people don't have to leave.
Right. But I'm just saying, this whole thing was about saving money and firing people and all these hoops. Just the times, there's just a massive amount of wasted money getting thrown at these projects, at these ideas.
Yeah.
Or in theory.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does seem like a huge waste of money, or at least, I heard that through the grapevine.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Katie.
Here we go.
There we go. How you doing there, Cody?
I'm
happy with this.
Chugging
at least
along.
The direction that this series took.
Or I guess I'm going to keep on chuglin'.
Okay, there we go. That's definitely a Creedence song.
I'm on board now.
It's a lot easier to do this if you just make up Creedence songs. when the city inspectors came to inspect the hotel rooms, they expressed surprise and relief to Killian, saying, "This is just furniture. We expected more drastic changes." As instructed by the transition team, Killian did not tell the inspectors of the future plans to expand the changes to the sleeping rooms. But he realized with growing unease that his silence was effectively a lie of omission, and one that would be undeniable and obvious once the planned changes had been completed in the near future. Killian began to understand that his loyalty to Twitter and his desire to protect the company he loved from Musk and the transition team was going to be increasingly challenged by his employer's expectation that he would lie, defraud, and even break the law at Musk's direction. Killian was soon instructed to circumvent the landlord's lighting control system, which was most insensitive in compliance with California's Title 24 energy code, because the lights were bothering people living in the hotel rooms when their small movements at night would trigger the lights. So he submitted a request to this for the landlord, and the landlord said no, because this is a requirement, because it's not a living area, it's an office. Yeah. When the landlord denied Twitter's request, Killian was instructed to disconnect the lighting himself, which was not safe and which he was not qualified to do. So Musk did ask him to do electrical work without any sort of training or knowledge.
That's cool zone life.
That's the good stuff. Yeah, living the cool zone life. Look, Killian, hit us up. I'll give you a half price copy of my guide to home electrical work. Teaches you how to put a double tap in your own breaker so you can run an arc welder in your basement or your living room or your bedroom. Why not weld in your bedroom? There's no reason not
in
to.
In your shower.
Mattresses
whatever.
Can't catch on fire. Yeah, a shower Long welder, Cody. If you've never welded it, God, shower welding. Shower beer and a shower welder. That's a good afternoon.
A waterbed in every office. Braid wire.
And a welder next to every waterbed.
This is wild
stuff.
This is
the midnight special. Okay. Go ahead, Cody.
They are asking him to do the midnight special.
They are asking him to do the midnight special. I find this obviously it's very funny. But so he's cutting all these corners and doing all the fraud and the lying and the bucking regulation for legitimate safety concerns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He also owns a car company and builds rockets and stuff. And it feels like this is an indication that that kind of approach and culture might be a part of these other companies where things and safety are even more of a concern.
And have been a problem.
Been a problem, and maybe they're hiding information that they're doing this at these other companies too.
Yeah, you would expect this to cause a serious problem for his other companies, this kind of attitude towards safety that's been really demonstrated at Twitter. You would expect this to have caused him a problem someday, but someday never comes.
Seems to.
It's another Another Creed song.
God.
Now Cody's feeling blue.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
The jungle.
Okay. Okay. Killian. So Killian objects to doing electrical work that he does not know how to do, and this Steve's girlfriend berates him for refusing to do the work himself. She was not satisfied until he brought her in and had her look into the drop ceiling and see what the electrical system looked like to understand that he could not safely do the work himself. And to be like, look at this. What do you expect me to do? I'm like a building manager. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Like, that poor woman.
Like, ostensibly, he's just a guy. Like,
yeah, he's just a dude. He's like, I don't know how to do. Look, this is dangerous. If I start messing around here, we're all going to be on the graveyard train. It's another Creedence song.
Hey, man,
song.
As long as I can see the light. That's another one.
What okay. A good bit. I just am watching the light die in Cody's eyes every time we do this to another song.
It's fine.
Caught between a rock and a hard place. That's not a Creedence song. That's part of the actual the lawsuit. Like Killian hired an electric. It could be a Creedence song. Caught between a rock and a hard place. Killian hired an electrician to disconnect these rooms independently, putting Twitter in a violation of both the building code and their lease. It got worse. They are writing this with a little bit of like, yeah, you know. Yeah.
If they didn't do the tweet was thing, instructed to all that stuff would be a lot more enjoyable, but fine. I haven't heard the word tweep in a while, so.
You're right. They have been avoiding that lately. Maybe they got a copy editor for the last quarter of this. Yeah. That's the really where you stuff, want the extra polish.
You bother people at the beginning and then slowly like, oh, wait, I don't hate this anymore.
Yeah, that's how you draw in readers, by irritating them. That's every writer's trick. That's why the stand just opens with Stephen King talking about his taxes for 1968, really laying out his deductions. Then they get into that plague, you know, once he's got ya. Okay, this next part's pretty fucking egregious. Killian was instructed to install space heaters in the hotel rooms in further violation of Twitter's lease. Killian was also instructed to place locks on the hotel room doors, a request that thus betrayed the lie that they were intended to be temporary rest spaces for exhausted tweets. California code required locks that automatically disengage when the building's fire suppression systems are triggered. Killian was repeatedly told that compliant locks were too expensive and instructed to immediately install cheaper locks that were not compliant with life safety and egress codes. So the law was like, if you have a lock on a door in an office building, it has to auto disengage if the fire suppression system kicks in, right? Otherwise, you are trapping people in a room when there's a fire.
Locked in the fire room. They're locked in.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to do that because that's.
This man, he has the tunnel boring company and the car company, and they're making these tunnels, and it's just like this theme of being stuck in a fire seems to permeate through all of his endeavors, and I just think it's alarming.
Yeah, it does seem like they the government, you know, something should happen here. Otherwise, all of these Twitter employees are going to go up. Like an effigy. It's another Creedence.
Like, yeah, was that one? Cody.
Fucking figures.
Uh-huh. It's all a real run through the jungle.
It's a real run through the jungle. That's right, Katie. So, Killian is like, here's the locks that will not burn our employees alive. And Musk's people are like, no, it's too expensive to have locks that don't endanger their lives. Go with the cheap ones that endanger their lives. Killian protested that no licensed tradespeople would perform work that violated the building code. Killian protested that installing these locks would put lives at risk, that in case of an earthquake or fire, which was made dramatically more likely by the non-compliant electrical work and the presence of the space heaters he'd been instructed to install, these locks would remain locked, blocking first responders from being able to access the rooms and the tweeps within. God damn it. Nobody cared is the next line.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
We've been having lots of laughs with our bits this episode.
But now you're feeling blue. Got it.
Hey, good job.
You're back on on the board, Cody. Back on the board.
I hate this man so fucking much.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's a monster.
Yeah,
he fucking sucks.
It's gross.
How do you even sleep at night?
He really sucks.
Not worried. Like, I'm the kind of person
on a couch by a frayed wire. Like what? Like
yeah.
That's how.
Is that also a Creedence song? Yeah.
Couch by a frayed wire.
Again, might as well be.
Good stuff.
Sorry, Katie.
But you know what?
you were talking about how much you hate this guy.
What abides by all state and local
fire codes? The sponsors of our podcast. Robert Evans here, and as a kid, I loved playing Monopoly, but my favorite thing about it was robbing the bank, you know, working with my friends to pull over a con on somebody else, even heisting their money sometimes. And now Monopoly Go brings that fun to your phone. It's one of those games that can bring out the most devious version of ourselves. You can bankrupt your friends by pulling heists on their vaults and even use a wrecking ball to shut down their monuments. And Monopoly Go has timed tournaments where you can team up with your friends to unlock prizes or try to top the leaderboards. And whether you're working with somebody or going head-to-head for riches, Monopoly Go is a huge blast. Go download it now for free on the App Store or Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, we're back.
Ooh, yeah.
So, between the demands that he effectively participate in theft and fraud and instructions to take actions in violations of California law that would put his colleagues' lives at risk, thank God they don't put tweeps there, he had to walk away from the job. So Killian quits, resigns December 10th, 2022. And that brings us to part F. Allegations relating to piercing the corporate veil. All right, they're getting a little bit showy with the language here, and I just want to acknowledge that, but it's fine.
It's fine.
It makes it easier for us podcasters, so I am grateful. There is such a unity of interest and ownership between Twitter and Musk that Twitter's separate corporate status no longer exists. That's fair. Musk, through X Holdings One, now owns more than 50% of Twitter. He dominates Twitter's decision-making and operations. For instance, Musk changes Twitter's policy by conducting polls from his Twitter account.
Yep.
They're talking about how he brought back a bunch of Nazis, including Paul fucking Nealon, who threatens a mind with murders. That's good stuff. He just kind of got back on, so we're happy with that. On information and belief, Musk has commingled his other assets with Twitter's, bringing engineers and executives from his other companies, such as Tesla and SpaceX and the Boring Company, to provide services for Twitter. On information and belief, those engineers and executives have not been separately hired, retained, or paid by Twitter for any services they have provided to Musk at Twitter. Moreover, Musk has repeatedly asserted that Twitter is on the edge of insolvency and may declare bankruptcy. On information and belief, any such bankruptcy would be the result of the debt Twitter incurred as part of financing Musk's purchase of Twitter in the first instance. On information and belief, Twitter is undercapitalized specifically as a result of Musk's purchase of the corporation. As such, applying to California law, plaintiffs are entitled to an order holding Musk personally liable for any amounts. So that's what they're building towards here, is they think they want to personally, like, hold Musk himself liable for the money that he didn't pay these people, which is fun. I doubt somehow I doubt he'll ever have to pay any money to anyone.
Yeah.
He seems to just get away with not doing that, except for paying his lawyers, presumably.
I wasn't born on the bayou. I know how this story plays out.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, you were down. Nice. You were born nice up work. Around the bend down on the corner. Down on the corner, up around the bend. Should have
down on the corner. Down on the corner, out in the street.
Up around the bend is another. Is a different song. I was doing it.
Up around the bend is another one. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Anyway,
you're knocking him out. Well, you know more Creedence than I expected, Cody.
With
yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Plaintiffs are entitled to an award of damages in an amount to be calculated at trial, but reasonably believed to exceed $1 million, plus pre- and post-judgment interest, costs, attorney's fees, and penalties as authorized by the state. Which is honestly, like, as much of a big deal as they're making here.
I was
going to
say,
whole
that's
lot of money
it?
For Elon
Did
Musk.
You say $1 million?
Yeah, $1 million. I mean, it's just kind of like all they can really ask for is the severance they were owed and the, you know, there's some amount of compensatory damages, but it's not going to be a huge amount. My guess, just based on how much like how florid a lot of this lawsuit is that they are primarily hoping to hurt him.
Yeah, it's a PR thing
by putting this stuff out here. Yeah.
And like, yeah, if he does, you know, $1 million is like, I mean, I guess it's not nothing to him because he needs that money. He'll lose a lot of money.
Yeah. At this point, maybe he doesn't need it.
Yeah. It's sort of a symbolic thing. And then, yeah, to sort of ding him in the public eye, mostly.
Yeah.
So this next bit is they're talking about violations of the federal and the California WARN Act. Yeah, this means that Twitter is required to give plaintiffs 60 days advance written notice of their terminations. Obviously, they're alleging that Twitter did not abide by the WARN Act. They're also required to provide plaintiffs with full benefits during their non-working leave, which is like what they gave people who weren't willing to sign the thing saying they would like work themselves half to death go into hardcore insano mode. Twitter violated a bunch of California employment law, right? So that's this next section here. Plaintiff Arnold was employed at Twitter's San Francisco, California office. Plaintiff Pilarts worked remotely from her home and was assigned and reported to Twitter's San Francisco office. As such, for WARN Act purposes, her single site of employment is the San Francisco office, and she is entitled to the protections of the California WARN Act. Another plaintiff was employed by Twitter's San Francisco office until COVID, and thereafter worked remotely from his home and was assigned and reported to the San Francisco office. So you've got all these employees that should have been covered under the WARN Act. Twitter did not advise them that they had been placed on non-working leave during this period. Instead, they merely cut off access to Twitter's internal systems until they stopped paying him. So they don't tell people they've been laid off. They just stop giving them money and wait for them to figure it out themselves, which is what happened to that, like, company founder that Twitter had acquired prior to Musk taking over, who stopped getting money. That
Twitter
guy in like Iceland. Yeah, it was like a big problem for him because he can't actually fire that guy.
And they fought with him, but then was like, oh, and now he like every once in a while he like tweets at him like, we're friends, right?
Yeah. God, it is. That's so fucked up to just be like, yeah, we're just going to stop paying these people, but we'll have them keep working for a while without knowing that they don't work here anymore. Cool guy.
Yeah,
just
really
just good stuff. Guy. Yeah. So it seems like a bunch of these are just like people who were required to be provided with notice before being let go and aren't provided with any kind of notice. So that's cool. Let's see. This next bit is violations of the California Labor Code. Apparently the state itself has not yet given notice that it will or will not investigate a bunch of the identified violations here. Sure would be cool if they did. Kind of seems like everybody's scared of Elon. It would be neat to, I don't know, see very basic consequences applied to this guy.
Bare bones.
Twitter violated Section 227.3 of the California Labor Code by failing to provide eligible employees with their accrued vacation pay at termination. That's great. This goes in with them not like paying severance and stuff. Though Twitter purported to provide employees with unlimited time off, and some employees actually received unlimited time off, vacations required manager approval, and many employees were subjected to manager-imposed caps on theoretically unlimited vacation time. Boy, where have we heard all that before? Some managers, instructed their employees they supervised to limit their vacations to 1 week per quarter. Other managers refused to approve more than 4 weeks per year. Other managers instructed employees. Now, this sounds like Twitter bastardy that is well outside of Elon Musk. Like, this is the standard, like, that's why companies do this kind of shit. Like, you have unlimited vacation days, but we have to approve them. So actually, you have very limited vacation days, but we don't have to pay you if we shit can you at any point in time.
Companies are
good
cool.
Stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, I love that. It's one of those, like, I remember when we got unlimited vacation days, and I was like, this is at our old employer, and being like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. But also, we don't take time off anyway. Like, everyone here is a work monster, and it kind of just seems like you're cutting out the fact that we have to be paid for vacation days if you ever lay us off. Oh, I guess we all got fucked. And we did. We did get fucked in that, which was cool.
Indeed.
Yeah. Like, good stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real unfortunate
I was going to say it's a real ramble-tamble.
Yeah. Oh, God, another one, huh? Okay. So this last bit is talking about California family rights interference. So basically, you know, there's a bunch of rules as to like how you have to deal with like people who have kids that are on like your insurance and all this kind of stuff. People get like leave.
Yeah, Musk
and stuff,
famously wants a kid. People to have babies and families.
Yeah,
but not the people that work for him.
Yeah,
really need to hit that home.
Yeah,
before getting into this section.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's spent so much time talking about how like the biggest threat to the world is that people aren't having enough kids. That like birth rates are down. It's like, I mean, it's a pretty common like in August of 2022. So right before all this happens, he warns, quote, population collapse due to low birth rates is a bigger risk to civilization than global warming. Which is definitely not true. And definitely silly. But also, like, I don't know, Elon, if you believe that, should you not be encouraging people to be able to afford to have kids and like take
point.
The time out to raise them?
That's
right. Maybe but do something other than just like have a bunch of kids yourself.
Right.
Well, and I also think what Elon cares about is people having kids. He doesn't care about them raising them because he doesn't raise his own children. Yeah.
He also cares about certain people.
I guess that's consistent,
kids.
You know?
Yes, certain people the right people having kids.
Those are not allegations made by the tweeps, Cody. So we'll have
save
to
those for
we'll
another
save
time.
That
understood.
For the end. Yeah. Don't shovel words into the tweeps.
Sorry.
Tweep holes. Cody, sorry.
God.
But you know whose hole isn't full of tweeps?
Everybody's hole full of tweeps.
Susie Q,
sure. Yeah. Susie Q's hole is clear of tweeps. And so are the holes, all of the holes of our sponsors. There are many, many holes.
I want a donut.
Robert Evans here, and as a kid, I loved playing Monopoly, but my favorite thing about it was robbing the bank, you know, working with my friends to pull over a con on somebody else, even heisting their money sometimes. And now Monopoly Go brings that fun to your phone. It's one of those games that can bring out the most devious version of ourselves. You can bankrupt your friends by pulling heists on their vaults and even use a wrecking ball to shut down their monuments. And Monopoly Go has timed tournaments where you can team up with your friends to unlock prizes or try to top the leaderboards. And whether you're working with somebody or going head-to-head for riches, Monopoly Go is a huge blast. Go download it now for free on the App Store or Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're back. We're thinking about donuts, the most erotic of the breakfast foods next to cereal.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Next to cereal. Yeah.
I was going to say maybe hot, a crepe, yeah, but no, a whole donut hole. I mean, a donut, just a donut, depending on what you donuts. Like. Anyway.
Filled donut.
Mm-hmm. It's that's what's so hot about Cheerios. It's like a bunch of holes.
It's like an orgy.
So California,
we get
in a bowl
California
of cream.
Law,
I'm just saying
Twitter.
We could do this bit for a really long time.
We could.
That'll really extend the runtime. Yeah, I get messages every week from people telling me about one pump, one cream related
moments in their lives. I guarantee that coffee creamer is still in the office.
I don't know what to do about it.
No question.
Without a 100%. Doubt.
God willing. Next, I do miss the office and the poison room. We had some good times there. Newer listeners don't even know what the poison room was. They think we're joking about the fact that we used to work in an office that had a room full of deadly poison in it.
They do.
Yeah.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Had a dog on the ceiling, too.
We did. Mm-hmm. It sure did have a dog on the ceiling. Those were the days of our lives, like sand through the hourglass. That was a reference to a soap opera that my mom watched when I was a small child. Ah, boy, we're really, really hitting it out of the park this week. Look, you know, after 50,000 or so words
sometimes
on Vince
you gotta
McMahon,
give the old
I'm low on fuel. Yeah.
Ramble too.
Yeah, the old Ramblin' Man. Ramblin' Man, that's one of theirs, right?
So.
Probably not.
Traveling
Someone else's
bands.
Song. Anyway, California law bars Twitter from discriminating on the basis of race, sex, gender, family status, disability, age, and other grounds. Pilarts is a woman. That's one of the plaintiffs over the age of 40. Arnold is bisexual and over the age of 40. The actions of Twitter took to lay off or fire its employees were discriminatory. As discussed above, Twitter manufactured pretextual reasons to terminate employees in large numbers. On information and belief, Twitter's actual decision-making as to whom to include in the mass terminations targeted women, older employees, minorities, and employees who had taken or scheduled family leave. Twitter retained employees who were not members of protected groups who had lower performance or seniority or with less qualifications than Pilarts. Twitter retained employees who were not members of protected groups who were had lower performance or seniority or with less qualifications than Arnold. Twitter's conduct in the mass terminations was oppressive, fraudulent, and malicious. On information and belief, Twitter's offices, directors, or managing agents, including defendant Musk, authorized and ratified this conduct and engaged in such oppressive, fraudulent, or malicious conduct themselves. The decision of which employees to include in the mass layoff was made from Twitter's California headquarters. Pilarts' sex, female, was a substantial factor in motivating Twitter's decision to terminate Pilarts. Pilarts' age, over 40, was a substantial factor motivating Twitter's decision to terminate Pilarts. Arnold's sexual orientation, bisexual, was it? So, yeah, I mean, these are all, they're saying, substantial factors in why they were terminated. I don't have trouble believing that, given kind of the quality of people that I think Musk was bringing in here. I will say, I kind of wonder if they might be crediting there being more planning in the layoffs. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this was the case. Yeah. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if Musk didn't even put enough thought into this to be bigoted it too.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Hard to say. So that's the lawsuit. That's what these guys have put together. Guys and ladies and other folks have put together. And
tweeps.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're referring to tweeps?
Tweeps. This is what the tweeps have said. I hope they win. I don't hold out a lot of faith that Musk will be made to pay any money.
No.
But I at least hope it causes some problems for them.
Eventually, Twitter will be lying in a tombstone shadow.
Nice. Cody, that was beautiful.
Really good. That was a really way to bring this home.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that
Cody,
was gorgeous.
In fact,
that
I'm
really,
going to say that I'm proud Mary of you.
Wow. And I'm going to say that you're a gold dust woman.
Yeah, full circle.
I just really think like we didn't get enough out of that one. good times. Good times. Well, everyone, that's kind of a shorter week for us here at Behind the Bastards. But what are you going to do, huh? What are you going to do about it? Going to fight me? You don't know where I am.
You're going to listen to this again? You're going to listen to it maybe on a slower speed?
Yeah. Yeah, half the speed in here, you know?
Why don't you guys just be happy that you have a bunch of songs stuck in your head now and go listen to some Macwood Fleet. Yeah. What was it again?
Mm-hmm. Fleet Macwood.
Fleet Macwood. Like I am.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to some Fleet Macwood. You know, listen to what's coming up next, which is Cody reading the entirety of the Book of Mormon with no commentary. Thank you for agreeing to do that, Cody. Really appreciate it. And anyway, that's going to do it for us at Behind the Bastards. Katie and Cody, you got any plugs before Cody gets into reading his favorite religious text?
Absolutely. We got a YouTube channel called Some More News, and it's also a podcast. Yeah. Called Some More News.
That's so
along
true.
With our other podcast called Even More News. They're in the same feed. Regardless, just Google us and you'll find the things.
We'll be there on the internet places.
Excellent.
And I gotta say, we do talk about Elon Musk a lot. So if you like this,
oh yeah. Although we have limited it because we're like so tired of him.
I just meant in general, if you want to vibe of what we do.
We got some stuff we go into.
We're not pro.
His history, his practices, and his mind.
Oh, good. I found a copy of the Book of Mormon online for you, Cody.
It's I've got several here, so that should
help you.
I prefer.
Oh,
the,
good.
Like,
okay, you keep a look of once.
Oh, you really did find it. You sent it.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah, yeah. I think it's interesting because it opens with Nephi having been born of goodly parents. Therefore, I was taught somewhat in all the learning of my father, much like Elon learned from his father how to treat people poorly, like a dick. So I don't know. Is Elon the prophesied one from the Book of Mormon? Probably not. I don't think there is a prophesied one, but I don't know much about the Book of Mormon.
Is he a pagan baby?
That's what I was going to say!
Oh, nice. Ah, oh, Cody. That was a good one. That's a hard Creedence song to work into this episode.
Been waiting.
Proud of you.
Oh, pagan baby. Oh, yes.
Incredible. Incredible work. Well, this has been a special week for fans of Creedence and of Fleetwood Mac, and also for fans of Fleet Mac Wood. So you are all welcome. Everyone else can go to hell and die. If you want ad-free versions of our podcasts, Cooler Zone Media, Apple, you can find it. Just type those two into Google. You'll get what you're looking for.
That's also linked on our social media and probably in this episode description because I'm good at my job.
Okay, well that sounds like it's probably the case too. Nice. Yeah. And you know, until next time, remember, and it came to pass that he saw one descending out of the midst of heaven, and he beheld that his luster was above that of the sun at noonday.
Spoilers.
That.
Behind the Bastards is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit,
April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.